This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing us with samples. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, allergies can wreck almost anything when they're happening. I have allergies all the time in like the spring, you know, whenever there's allergies around and I use this, you should also use it too. It's as simple as that. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and, that's right, and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. All of those things I just said, it's like a cocktail for the worst thing you can imagine, but not being able to breathe, or that I'll get that thing where I go to sleep and then I wake up and I can breathe through one side of my face, but not the other. It's one of the worst feelings. And then when you blow your nose, you just can't because it feels like something's going to explode in there. That's where Claritin D is going to come in and help. So if you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that's thinking about getting some wings later.
I mean, yeah. I think it's more than
it's on the
about.
Counter. The coffee cake is on the counter in those bags. There's like a tore half of it. It's the podcast that got some stuff. Oh, coffee bean and tea leaf, lemon, coffee cake. David Boy's brother has been here for the last three episodes.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Been chilling.
New member of the Good Vibes gang.
Yep.
Martins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got that brand new drug rug on?
That's right. I fucking rocked one of those in San Francisco for a weekend. It was fun, man.
Yeah. Oh, just recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Early 20s.
Okay.
Mid 20s.
Yeah, Smith and I.
Yeah, he's 18. That's
Smith
when
and I got our, we called them rags and we called them drug rugs and rugs.
Rugs?
Yeah, ponchos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is, a poncho, right?
It's a poncho, my friends.
Yeah.
Poncho. If you do the math, if you crunch the numbers.
Yeah, I'll crunch
them. It boils down to.
I'll crunch them. I'll smush them. I'll smash them.
You smash them?
I'll smash
them. Smash the numbers?
Smush, bro. Smush room, bro. That's where I do math.
Smush room?
I was on Jersey Shore. They had the smush room.
Oh, that's where they had sex.
Where they all went and had sex.
Yeah. They were having sex.
What sexuals. A gross thing to be like, this is the room where we all have sex
we
sometimes.
Smush. Yeah, but you didn't have rooms like that.
I mean, my bedroom.
The first couple apartments you had, you didn't have a smush room type of sitch.
It was bedroom. A room. You had your room.
But like, you if you're having your a party, kind of like everybody's in a fucking Chris's room.
I wasn't a big smush at the party kind of thing.
Okay.
This is a Sylvan House thing you're talking about here?
No, it was before that. Even.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprised any of you guys made it out of that place, honestly.
I don't think you know where I came from before that.
I wasn't really. I was. I'm just now getting into my, I wasn't fucking at parties, I guess is what I'm saying. And now that I'm having sex more often, I still would not fuck at a party, I don't think.
No, I party at a party. I would leave.
What is a party? I quip.
What if there? I mean, what if you were at a hotel party and one of the rooms was for sex?
No,
I don't know.
I'm not married, so this is all moot. But
it's all a moot point for me as well. Yeah, no, no ring on this finger.
So I will be married though.
Yeah,
marry this queen,
Mary Darrison.
Barry, Mary Darrison. Have a flirtation.
I'm gonna be officiating, dude.
I know.
I'm gonna do a set first.
I'm gonna be balling.
I'm gonna have some fish scale.
Yeah. It's funny how much it's come up where. Numerous times she's like, it's not going to be like, no one's going to like do stand up, are they? And I go, I'll talk to a couple people about that, what they can't do.
Nobody's going to do stand up. Who does she think we are?
Well, not you.
Yeah, I'm not a monster.
No, not
who else? Well, certainly not me, obviously. Who's invited
tell
us?
Tell her I'm going to be on mushrooms. I won't remember my bits.
Yeah. She doesn't think real stand up, but like do like bits and stuff. Like
you've some seen of your skateboard
people,
friends.
You've seen people work shit in, like to weddings and stuff. And it happens.
You can't.
The skateboard kids don't get to talk.
Okay.
I don't think any.
Don't talk to anyone about this. Let people do what they want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be, man, that shit, that cookie's going to crumble how it crumbles.
Or if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. So if somebody wants to get up there and run a five, and then I am thinking about Shane Torres right now, you got to let it happen. You got to let Shane do his thing. Tight five.
Yeah.
Tight five.
We're working on some of the plans. It's sick. It's
going to
be fun.
Man.
It's going to be the right amount of funny, which
nacho
I'm excited
bar,
about.
Nacho bar? Nacho cheese bar?
Well, I don't want to drop any of that yet.
I'll be bringing a nacho bar.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to bring my own chocolate fountain from home.
I'm bringing a gift to the wedding. Yeah. You just got like a little hibachi-sized chocolate fountain that you just got plugged in next to your table only?
Yeah.
That's something I didn't think about. It out.
I brought like a Weber. We're making grilled cheese in the parking lot.
We get to register. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Where are you guys going to register? David Buster's?
I'm going to register it. Whatever local skate shop, pharmacy.
We're at Cal's Pharmacy.
Fire on the Mountain.
We're registered at the Sports Authority.
Lids. I got a heavy registry at Lids. I didn't need to pick anything because you can't make a wrong choice for me in Lids.
Yeah, I don't care what you ask for. You're getting a remote control mini blimp for your wedding. It's for both of you.
God, that'd be
well,
tight.
Now I got to get married.
Yeah.
Can it say more Sean's than Laura's on it, though?
Yeah. 5149. The 5149 wedding blimp.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's that kind of podcast. Dude. It's a blimp-based podcast for the most part.
It's what?
A blimp-based podcast.
Blimp-based podcast.
Zeppelin-based
podcast. Blimp-based podcast. Blimp-based podcast.
Good. Thank good you. At it,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You should be on TV.
Nah.
She's definitely right for it.
I'll think about writing
You can
for
talk
it.
Anytime you want, Joel.
Oh, man.
No, I don't want to. Y'all got to work this out. Go ahead and work this out.
You know what's funny is there's going to be more Carmels at my wedding than Jordans by far.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's going to be like five times more Carmels.
That makes sense. I feel like you're... Sean, your family's pretty thugged out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want them all there, right. Is what I'm saying.
And we're Portland royalty. You don't want some of that?
You know felons aren't supposed to hang with each other.
Yeah, technically it's a gang.
That's the thing. That's the court said that.
Nobody in my family's felonious. I don't think. I don't think so. My Uncle Pat told me a story. He got 2 D-doubles in a day.
Whoa.
It was like a small town.
Whoa.
He got pulled over, got a D-double, and it was like a small town. The cop's like, just go home. And then so he sent him home. And then later that night, he went back to the bar, drove home again, and the same cop pulled him over. He's like, I can't not give you another DUI. I have to give it to you.
2 tickets? They took him straight to jail?
Doing? Yeah. Well, this is back in the day, dude. Yeah. You didn't go to jail back. I mean, this is like 40 years ago.
Oh, this is in the 70s.
When he was like 20. I don't even think he was old enough to drink yet. He told me a story that my uncle, dude, he starts telling me these stories later in life. I guess he owed some guy money. So this dude shows up at the bar and like puts a gun on the bar, something like that. And my uncle's like, I mean, if you're going to shoot me, I guess you're going to have to shoot me because I'm just going to be here for a while. Like straight up called the guy and the guy didn't do anything. Obviously didn't shoot
him. He laid it on the bar. You can't even use it like that.
Yeah. But it's like
a crazy way to use your gun.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those movies where you
lay it on the bar. I could pick it up off the bar.
Yeah.
Now who owes who money?
Yeah.
Fuck. He just grabs it. What are you doing? Thanks for the gun. Now
I see
you definitely
a free gun.
I'll go sell
the money and the gun, I guess.
Yeah, dude. Uncle Pat.
Where did he grow up?
Kadoka, I think.
Is that in South Dakota? Near Sioux Falls?
It's on the west side of the state. It's like by Rapid.
Because all these stories.
Just crazy that
Rapid is a fucking ghetto.
Sound like the type of story.
I don't know.
Oh, so Rapid is a white ghetto. Yeah,
it's on the other
Sioux
side
Falls
of the state.
Sioux Falls is not.
Sioux Falls is perfect.
Okay. I don't know how else to get through your head that you were an at-risk youth. Like, you're why they made the Boys and Girls Club.
Vulnerable. For sure.
Definitely. That was where I started Taekwondo.
Yeah, of course
it was. Taekwondo.
Yeah, that's where the first place that you learned to manage your anger with your fists.
You met a Sioux Falls Skyforce member.
Yeah. Before you were fucking rabid on the streets and they were like, no, come inside, I'll teach you how to kick. You were out there cripping.
I was like, no, I don't like kicking.
We don't need you cripping, come inside.
I don't do karate kicks, I do karate crips.
Oh my God.
Karate spelled with 2 C's at the beginning of it.
In an all blue Sioux Falls shirt right now as well. While we're at it.
Damn right. Blue socks on last night. White
still
shoes.
I can't believe you didn't quit repping. Taekwondo once you got your blue belt. I thought you would have been out after that. I thought that would have been the last straw.
God, blue belts do look the dankest.
All right, so this is the red belt qualification.
You just lit it on fire. I'll be skipping the red belt, dog.
Jamel Johnson.
What's good, folks?
In the house.
Good to see you.
At Nonprofit on Twitter. At Nonprofit Comic on Twitter.
Yang.
At Nonprofit. Oh, wait. What is it on? What is it again?
At Broccoli House on the Instagram.
Broccoli House on Instagram. Yeah. I knew it was fucking funny. It's so many things going on right now.
Just 1,000,000,000.
Listen to the Airbuds podcast. We are in the thick of the NFL or the NBA season.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, shout out to Podstar Weekend.
Podstar Weekend.
That was a great time, man. How did that
go? What a great idea.
It was so much fun.
It went well. We got through it, Peter.
For those of you who don't know, it was the Thursday night before All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star.
What happened?
Oh, the Podstar Weekend.
We had a basketball podcast All-Star event.
Oh, sick.
At the Virgil.
Really?
And it went well.
Hell yeah.
A podcast dunk contest is essentially what we put on. And it was pretty good. Y'all should have been there, honestly. But the plan is...
I was there. It was really fun. I was in that thing.
I was in Chicago.
You were at the actual All-Star game. All-Star we made it clear. This is like the D2 division that we was at. But like next year, dog, we all got to go to Salt Lake City and we got to do it, son. And we got to make...
Indiana next year, then Salt Lake. But it's Indiana next year? It's Indiana.
Yes.
It's in Gary?
Indiana?
It's in Gary, Indiana.
Everyone's going to get murdered.
There's no way it's in Gary.
Just help us pull this off so we can all smoke weed with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes.
Captain Jack.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would love to smoke weed with Matt Barnes.
I feel like Podstar Weekend could happen.
Let him know. Steven Jackson, if you're listening, I will roll weed for you if you like Dutchess. I can't roll backwoods. I'll be honest.
Me either.
Anything else is within reason.
Yeah, I can't roll.
Backwoods is like advanced classes.
It's like I also can't roll Fanta Leaf.
Yeah, I never even tried, man.
Yeah.
Just give me a fucking Dutch and clear the lane.
I'm from the West Coast, so I love a Swisher.
I know.
That's the regional thing.
I still got to make that map. Did I ever tell you about that?
The blunt map?
Yeah.
Of the United States?
The United States regional blunt map.
You should do that.
Where's South Dakota going to fall?
Y'all are smoking fucking...
white
paint. Is it just going to be a big meth pipe?
Yeah.
It's just going to be a light bulb.
It's just going to be tinfoil.
Smoke weed out of glass and it's meth.
Ugh. I'll be sure to put that on the map.
You did this.
Yeah. Stamp it. Somebody mark it.
Swishers are like the only one I've ever even heard about.
I mean, because once you pass the Mississippi,
Dutch Masters?
It's all Swishers, I feel like. Once you pass the Mississippi,
Well, because they don't even sell Optimos.
Yeah, I know.
That's what that is. In
Pastor
fucking,
Troy.
No, I'm talking about Biggie. Smoking Lines, Optimos.
Law and Optimos.
Money Hoes and Clothes. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of
that.
We Optimo, y'all Swish is sweet. Okay. You know that one? That's a great line.
Yeah.
Dutch Masters is another one that they sell, right? And that's what Dutch is.
I don't like Dutch's because they have two papers.
You got to take out the third. Sometimes they used to have a third one.
Yeah, that's why I don't fuck with Dutch's.
You had to pull it off.
Swisher is just, it's quick to the point. Crack it, slurp it, dump it. You know what I'm talking about?
It is.
Yeah, I've seen kids. Break it. Scrape it.
it's definitely how blunts.
That's how I learned how to.
But they were smoking in Philly, I feel like.
That's how I learned how to roll a blunt. Because I watched that movie and I was like, oh. And then we rolled blunts for like a year after that. It's insane.
Roll blunts,
like
trying to get AIDS.
Taught kids how to do drugs the right way.
Hey,
amen.
Also, your fucking album just came out.
Boom.
Oh, shit.
More important than all that.
It's available on every fucking platform. I'll just say the jokes to you if you come to the Hollywood Vons. After 7 p.m.
That's one of the platforms.
I'll just tell you.
It's available on Spotify, iTunes, Vons. Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood Vons.
Hollywood Vons specifically. It's called I Think It's Good. It's out about 20 minutes.
It's good. You're one of the funniest people I've ever met in my whole life.
Come on, guys. You better stop and say it again. Say it louder.
Seriously, you're one of the funniest people I've ever met in my whole life.
Thank you, Sean Jordan.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Appreciate you, man. God damn.
Family, go out and support it.
Yeah,
pick it up. Pay money for it. It's hard doing comedy. Pay a little money.
Yeah, steal it if necessary.
Or
take
steal it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you got
but
a little,
if you can,
spread the word.
I'm just saying, if you got a couple extra shekels jingle around in your pocket this
drop
month.
Drop it off. We're trying to get the Google Play numbers. We're trying to get the
we got those Google
we're
Play
trying to get
up.
Our real player numbers through the roof.
Get your real this player numbers up.
I'm trying to get my real, trying to get my Winamp numbers.
That's how you get a deal.
It really whips the llama's ass. You got to get those numbers up, man.
82,000 streams on Winamp.
Trying to get
we're
it
trying
on
to get that
those
yeah.
Napster numbers up too. We got to get those up.
LimeWire.
Bear
Share while we're at it.
LimeWire. Oh, Winamax.
Winamax. Oh,
Oh, yo. You know, you got to know about when I'm next. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Y'all ever get to the point where you were just downloading speeches and stuff on
I was downloading. I was downloading songs that I knew were songs. It would be like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Lil Wayne, Dragon. I'd be like, well, maybe it was through some label shit. And I try to download it.
Some label shit.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're
it's a fundraiser for the Silver Lake Music Conservatory.
Yeah. It never was, though.
It was the best when you'd get like the song and it was clearly not the person who they said was singing.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
Kenny Loggins singing Imagine or something.
Buddy
like,
Holly.
It sounds a lot like John Lennon.
Yeah.
But it says it's Kenny Loggins.
Buddy Holly by fucking
I respect Soulja Boy so much because I downloaded
songs
that weren't cranked that.
Oh, yeah.
I downloaded so many songs and then it'd be like, you! And I'd be like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
I was the last, we were the last house on the block to get broadband.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to download Killing Them Softly for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
Just the audio.
And it took just like a week. Off.
Yeah, and I had to start over again and again.
Well, I'm leaving. It's 78%. I'm going to school. When I get back, it's going to be good.
Oh.
And then you get back and it's like fatal error. You're like, no.
I had to do it overnight.
Oh, yeah.
So I would do it and then like wake up and before school be like, all right.
Cool. I'm going to go get hyped.
I got all the Freestyle Fridays of gin.
Yeah.
Oh, they were good back in the day.
Yeah, gin was great.
I got to the point on Napster where I was downloading. I was like, the 200 greatest speeches of all time? Absolutely.
Fuck it.
I had like the MP3 of like the Any Given Sunday Al Pacino speech and stuff like that.
Oh, you go to the car.
I used to get on. It's that inch. You live and die with that inch. Like that. And I was like, fuck it. I was early on Fruity Loops and stuff like that. I would make like little beats and stuff like that.
With the Al Pacino
and
speech I would, like, from Any Given
cut,
Sunday?
Cut like little speeches into it because I had the MP3 files.
Oh, you thought you were Alchemist.
I did.
Okay.
And I would like walk through Westview High School like listening to my own little like.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It was pretty cool. Tight. Yeah.
Do you remember, we couldn't listen to music when I was in school. So like in detention and stuff, I would have to like, or study hall, to, you know, I wasn't always in detention.
Yeah.
But like you'd have to like sneak your headphones up through your hoodie and like lean on them like that.
They wouldn't let you listen to music?
No, we couldn't have headphones or anything in the hallway. Uh-uh. None of that shit. Can kids now, can you listen to music in school when you're like, if you're walking around? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
In class too?
Fuck, man.
Damn, school would have been so much anchor if I could listen to
stop them. No,
I could listen to Tupac instead.
I got like a heads down riding situation. Yeah. Music. Yeah. But that is Beaverton, Oregon for you.
Yeah, it's not. Sean went to the high school from Dangerous Minds. Yeah.
Here you go. Here's another one.
Dangerous,
we had to have
Dangerous White Minds.
We had to have clear or mesh backpacks or no backpack.
What?
We couldn't go to our lockers.
Like
you was
going to King's
classes.
Dominion?
So you had to have all your books before lunch. You go to your locker once at lunch and that was it. For the whole day, you couldn't stop him.
No, that definitely sounds like that because your school is so safe.
Something happened and then another couple things happened.
Yeah,
guns.
Yeah.
Oh, there were guns Sons at your guns. School.
The only other Carmel I've ever met in my whole life, I won't say his name, but his last name was Carmel.
No.
But it was with a C, and he
his name was Carmel.
So this dude, we came outside of middle school, and this dude was gonna fight. And he pulled a gun out and he's like, hold me down. He gave it to this dude and then just beat this kid's ass.
Sean.
I'm feeding you now. Now I'm doing it on purpose.
No, it doesn't matter. Even if you, doesn't matter. You understand, you feed me enough, I'll get full. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? After a while, it's just you have told 50 stories that draw the picture of you being from a white ghetto.
For example,
you just told a story about in middle school, a kid gave another kid his gun to hold while he beat the shit out of another kid.
I have
kid.
No stories like that.
That's what I'm saying.
My middle school was not like, my middle school is in kind of a like lower middle class area, which is what it was like. And like the craziest thing that happened is somebody brought a mini baseball bat with the intention of hitting someone with it, and they didn't.
Yo, everybody was outside. My man pulled the heater, said, hold this.
Yeah.
That's what grown
that's
men
different.
Do that.
Yeah.
Did
that's
Carmel
different.
Hold or did Carmel give?
Carmel held.
He's, man. You hear
maybe
this
he is
guy?
One of us.
This guy, you had to, like, it was, man.
This is seventh grade?
Gosh, yeah, because I didn't skate yet.
Gosh.
So it was six or seven.
He thinks he covers it up with that shit. He's like, well, Paul Dern, I remember kids giving guns to Gee Whiz, seventh grade. The look, it was still 13-year-olds
with
guns.
The look on your face, Jermaine, when you go, gosh, huh?
Man.
Gosh, I almost got hit with the blicky, huh?
Yo, with the blicky! Fucking...
My dad thinks
he took
you are
the
like,
glizzy off.
Oh my god!
My dad thinks you're this like wholesome. He always calls you like a Lake Wobegon Midwesterner. Little does he know.
So awesome.
Well, you know, he had that thing on him.
This kid. So the kid that had the kid that was strapped. I guess he when he was the new
you
kid in school.
Guess. You know that kid
we
had
know
a gun.
When
we
he was the new kid.
Are aware.
I think I was in sixth grade because I was still like thought I was in a gang.
No, way more important. Way more important. He was in. So Sean saw this, but he was like, "I'm repping for this set." I also got my shit.
Yeah,
in case some shit jumps off.
I have a gun. But this kid.
Yeah, that would be crazy for you to have a gun in this environment that you describe lots of children having guns in.
No, not lots. It happened, but not lots. Anyway, this kid, when he came to school, when he came to school, we did. I remember we were like actively. I was always on the cusp of this stuff because I'm not. I've never been that person, like a bully or anything, but I did want those kids to think I was cool. So, like, I would be around, and they would all, like, kind of bully this kid. And individually, he beat the shit out of everyone except for me. That's and I don't know how I missed it. But I remember this one kid, because he'd catch everyone by themselves.
Because you're a sweetheart, man.
He'd catch him by themselves.
Yeah, he wasn't built for this life.
Yeah.
So this kid wasn't supposed to be all hard. I remember this new kid came, found him by himself, decked him once. And then this kid starts bawling, and he ran to the office, and he had a big, fat, black eye for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, so that's what happens when you're by yourself with him. So, yeah, maybe we're not actually tough. Maybe he's tough. Yeah. And then, yeah, he beat everyone's ass.
And like then to continue the trend, he went and got a gun in seventh grade.
I think he probably had it already.
Yeah, I'm going to give him had it. I'm going to say
that. He didn't just get it that day.
God, that guy. Gosh.
He had been ready for war.
I was not expecting gosh from you.
Gosh.
He tries to cover it up with that shit.
The guns in middle school story.
You put a pig in a dress, it's still a pig.
Gosh.
Just to reiterate, the album is called I Think It's Good. You can get it anywhere. Yeah. Listen to the Airbuds podcast.
Please.
Gotta
do.
Try to get Podstar Weekend at the fucking
All-Star
in Indiana.
Game Indiana. We're in there. Let's go.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
If that doesn't happen, Salt Lake City's a shoe-in. That's not even that far.
I bet if you look into rates now, you could lock down like a Super 8.
Oh, and then just be trap out of there.
Yeah. Like so as someone who's thrown multiple Super 8 hotel parties, they'll let you get a wing.
Oh, yeah.
They're
stoked. When
me
you
and
get
Sam it. T used to do it. Just tell them you're a high school reunion. They'll let you get a whole wing of the Super 8.
Really?
Yeah, we just want five,
six rooms.
Do they
have like conference rooms?
Yeah, not Super 8.
Yeah, it's Super 8. Yeah. That's like a roof, roof
that's,
in.
That's or like that's like a Hojo's.
Yeah.
You gotta go to a Hojo's for a conference room.
This might be conference room level.
I'll tell you what you do is we get it all hooked up with one of these big companies. You make it an activation. You do it in their space.
What do you mean an activation? I don't even know.
Damn. I know what he's talking about.
All these words I've never heard.
This is Podstar Weekend brought to you by Simply Lemonade and them.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except for putting X in there because they've been on the internet for long enough.
And I love lemonade. Look, I know one of y'all listening. Please.
Oh, my God. There's a Simply Lemonade in the fridge right now, and that's no accident.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
You know, they still make Snapple, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still making it.
Yeah.
It's in plastic now.
It's not the titan of the beverage industry it once was.
Yeah, no, but they it's went in plastic. Through the, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're doing some different shit. It's like, remember when Gatorade went from glass to plastic?
I do.
Yeah.
I imagine because kids were getting cracked in the head with bottles.
Yeah. Oh, that was the perfect size to bust on somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Those old glass
old
Gatorades?
Old English recently made the change as well. Now they're plastic.
Which I hate plastic 40s.
Horse shit.
I don't think alcohol should be more plastic.
Mickey's did it too. Yeah.
It
feels weird.
Because it marinates. So the plastic gets in there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You can taste a little bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. Gross.
David Boy also here, for gosh's sake. The G is silent on Twitter, Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. David Corey, where can people come see you?
Come see me.
Oh, Jermaine, can people? Sorry.
No.
Any dates coming up you want to plug?
No.
There it is. David, where can people come see you?
AFE Tour, of course. South by Southwest, March 13th through 18th. I also will be at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale, California.
Sure.
Hey, now.
April 16th through 19th. Five shows. Come fuck with Cherboy.
Yes.
Sheboygan, dude.
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
Get himself
every time
a
you
Dutch
cough, it looks like you're dabbing a little bit.
I know.
Except it's a better dab.
Like the mechanics are there.
Yeah. Jordan, on the podcast in sunny Los Angeles, where there was a killer bee attack today.
Yeah, did you see that?
In Pasadena.
Like Wu-Tang played a show outside.
Wu-Tang killer bees.
They're back.
In Pasadena, there was a fucking 40, killer bee attack.
40,000 bees.
They're back?
Yeah.
Oh, they got left. I got to make some big calls.
40,000 bees
the
were
funk
like
of 40,000
five
bees
miles that way.
It's crazy. I gotta move some shit around.
Yeah. Shouldn't be in Pasadena at a time like this. Sean Jordan, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on the gram, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, even though it's Sean Patrick Jordan.
Even though it is
real
Sean Patrick
life,
Jordan.
An occasional reminder, in case anyone can't see your Boston Celtics shorts, thought maybe for a second you're not Irish. Even though you're having a vodka drink?
We're out of the cider drinks and the whiskey drinks.
I was like, what is this little curveball you're throwing today?
I'm rushing today.
What do you got coming up?
April 25th, I'll be doing the Grolic show in Denver, which again, I believe is at the Bug Theater.
Yep.
And come to that. It's fantastic. They put on an amazing show. I love them, boys. They're super dope. They're the ones behind the High Plains Comedy Festival.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll be there April 25th. And that's pretty much it. I don't think I have any other dates or anything.
Beautiful.
Did tour, obviously, we'll talk about that.
I'll talk about that.
And come to Faded every Friday. I have an album on a special thing records called The Buck Starts Here.
He remembered.
If you got you got a couple bucks, go purchase that. You can also order a flask to go with the album, which is fun. It's got The Buck Starts Here engraved on it. Good time.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I did remember. I never. Yeah. Dude, you should have heard me pitch in merch in Madison.
Oh, boy.
I forgot almost every show to do it. And then the one time I did it, I was like, hey, I have stuff to sell. Tip first. I'd like you to buy future tickets to this club first.
Wow.
I was just like
everything
first.
Gentlemen.
I was like, if you have any money after that, and I know you already paid for tickets, you bought drinks, so you don't have to do this, but I am selling stuff. And I was like, what a bad pitch that is.
Yeah, spend all your money. And then if you have some more money, give it to me.
Shout out to everybody that came to those shows and purchased some merch. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
I had a good time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Come fuck with all that. My name is Ian Carmel, Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Trivago. Check it out. I'm on there, verified.
Direct flights to Israel from Portland.
Direct flights all the way, from anywhere you want to be.
They do flights?
I couldn't tell you what Trivago does. I'll tell you what Jewish Trivago does.
I hate the word Trivago.
Trivago.
I know that.
We are going on a mini Texas tour.
Yes.
In April.
Yep.
The 9th, 10th, and 11th of April. The 9th, we will be the Sons of Herman Hall in Dallas, Texas. Troy Aikman, you're on the list.
Whew.
You know what I mean? Dirk Nowitzki, you're on the list.
Yeah, Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd is on the
list. Not around
Jason
anymore.
Jason Kidd's not on the list.
Big Tuck.
Jason Kidd's got to buy a ticket. Fucking Larry Johnson's, who's that? Oh, Larry Allen. Allen, you are on the list. You got two seats waiting for you.
Mark Cuban, you are on the list.
Yeah, Mark Cuban, you can come in. Even
Beyonce's
you can afford
father.
Ticket. Yes.
Wait, on is that list. Houston?
That's Houston.
Yeah, that was Houston.
But if you want
Matthew Knowles can come, hey, Matthew, come on
in. Kelly Rowland's on the list.
She's on every list.
The day after that, we will be in Houston.
Yep.
So Matthew Knowles, if you don't want to make the drive, you're on that list too. We will be at the Secret Group on the 10th of April in Houston, Texas. And on the 11th of April, we will be at the Parish in Austin, Texas.
Sure will be.
Absolutely.
Are those tickets going fast?
Daniel Johnstone's Ghost, you are on the list. Those tickets are going very fast. Yeah.
Vince Young, you're on the list.
Vince Young is on every list. Vince Young, if you ever wanted to come hang out.
We should go to a steakhouse.
I'd be into that.
Because it's in Austin, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Vince Young's steakhouse.
Hook 'em.
Dude, I'd be stoked.
Hook 'em horns.
I've told this before. I don't know if I've told you, Jamel. Every time that my friend Frat goes to an Elway's, like in Denver,
sure.
He always asks if Mr. Elway's in the building.
Does he ask the person up front or does he ask
the person up front. He'll be like, excuse me, is Mr. Elway in the building?
Elway's is nice, too. Yeah.
Just between two aficionados of delicious food, is Mr. Elway in the building?
if he is.
Is either Ruth or Chris here?
Excuse me, is Mr. or Mrs. Outback here?
I'd like to speak to Angus.
Yeah.
Me and Black had a follow.
If you're a fan of 5-year-old comedy albums, 9.2 on Pitchfork, available now.
There it is.
Jeez, I guess
staring me right in the face over here.
Wow.
I know, isn't that funny? You're like, why not do another one, I guess?
Wow. I don't do comedy anymore, dude. I do art.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
I do art.
I feel that.
Yeah. Heavy.
You gotta
you hit
get
me right, yeah. Fucking, you hit me right on the button with that one.
I've been in that art game for 10 years.
Y'all.
Great. So, I mean, we not only here to talk about how I'm in the art game for 10 years, but also to draft commercial jingles.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. We are all fantasy, everything, ganging. Commercial jingles. I got a list.
I got a list.
This is one of those. This is one of those scarcity of resources.
Yeah, this is scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh, I don't know. I'm gonna have to dig in the crates a little bit.
I'm pretty stuck.
Whoever gets first pick is really at an advantage.
Yeah, I think there's like a clear first pick?
I think it's a Michael Jordan in this draft, even though he went third.
Do you really?
I think there's a LeBron
in this draft.
Okay. I got some things under my head. I don't want to.
Yeah, let's just get to it, man.
Well, let's say, I mean, the way they determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, play between the three of you.
Shoot up.
Yeah.
Wow, hostility.
See, I'll get it.
This is what happens when it's fucking.
I'll poke him.
Being a champion is about sustained excellence over a period of time.
The man has an LSU you have on.
Often be rises and falls, flashes in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
anybody
dude.
Can have a 1-2 game streak.
Yeah.
I think my numbers speak for themselves.
Sure, sure. All right.
They really do. It's a
100%.
It's a tale of dominance.
I'm the Spurs, baby.
UCLA in the 70s.
Yep.
We throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And he wins again.
I won last time, though.
Like I told you, it's just about its numbers. It's just consistency. I came out and I executed. I did what I want to do. So I'm just looking forward to the rest of the season.
Whatever. Fuck. Got your kid on your lap, too?
I'm not sponsored by Gatorade. Get this fuck out of here.
And in one of the grand Jewish traditions, I'm the commissioner. What happened?
Did you see that the other day with Kawhi? Like, when he walked up to do the post-game interview, he was like, we're not sponsored by Gatorade. Get this out of here.
Really? Yeah. God, that's hilarious.
They were like, Gatorade down immediately before his ass hit the seat.
Yeah.
The bottle of Gatorade was on the ground.
And he said that. He was like, we're not sponsored by Gatorade.
God, that's cool.
Yeah, that guy's great, man.
David, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is coming upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
Great question.
Let's say that you're at Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get a sandwich. And you get your meat, you get your cheese, your veggies. Yeah, you get a sandwich.
Okay.
You get a sandwich. Sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Get your meat, you get your cheese, you get your veggies, and then you get your sauce. You order the chipotle sauce.
Okay.
And then after you get your sauce, you're like, I don't really want that.
Oh.
So then you scrap the order, you get a whole new sandwich, but this time you start sauce first.
Oh, wow.
And you get the buffalo sauce.
Okay.
But then you go in reverse, you go back down the line because you don't just want a buffalo sauce sandwich.
No, that'd be weird.
So you put on your veggies and then your cheese and then your meat. But then when you get the meat, they give you pastrami on accident.
Oh, no.
And you didn't want pastrami.
Buffalo and pastrami.
Yeah, they already did it.
What kind of world is this?
They put it on there.
I mean, America's a melting pot, but what's enough is enough?
You can't just move the pastrami because it's now touched the buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
So you have to do a whole new sandwich. Right. And you're like, I want black forest ham because you're weird. So you get black forest ham.
Sauce.
Well, we're not, maybe.
You get black forest ham.
And then you get your cheese. You get pepper jack.
I hit that way too hard.
And then you get one jalapeno, like my friends Adam and Joey always do.
Oh, yeah.
One jalapeno, one banana pepper. And then you get mayo and mustard. Because you change your mind by the end of it. And then you decide you don't want mayo mustard. You do actually want to just straight up buffalo chicken sandwich. So you go back down the line and just kind of until you get your order right.
Basically means if you pick fourth,
that was right.
You pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. That's kind of what it means there. But both are valid explanations.
I was trying to pepper the line instead of just doing one thing. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
A few things and then a few mom. Things
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
You know, wax on, wax off kind of thing. You got it right, Martin? Yeah, damn right you did.
We're still locked
work.
In.
Absolutely.
We're tapped in.
That thing hits hard sometimes.
That shit had me.
Back to Scotty, we had a normal bong in this house for a long time, like a good American family. Like,
if there's anything,
in it. He broke it and then he went fucking, now our family car is like kitted out and like has a fucking spoiler
it's like
on it.
Four chambers.
Yeah.
He
wrecked the minivan
it.
And came back with like a stretch
hummer. That bong has mini bosses in it. That thing's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's got like grips on it. That's how thick it is.
You've just entered the 36 chambers of death, kid.
If you have a
I ain't got my shit. What I let you hold him, man.
I don't know what happened.
Is he dead? Fuck you mean is he fucking dead?
Oh, Jesus, man.
Laying there with all types of fucking blood coming out.
Is he dead? That's it. God. And you know it word for word. Sean, you've
that
lived a life,
in the
man.
Background, there's the best part. He's like,
is he dead?
Fuck you mean is he fucking dead?
Yeah.
David, as the winner, what will the order be?
I have to go first.
Okay. Right.
Sure.
I'm going to go David.
Shout out to David.
Shout out. Jamel Shawnee.
Hot corner.
All right. So I'm third. Okay. All right.
With a third pick. I'm cramping up, but I'm gonna soldier through. I'm cramping up.
We can take a break.
I'm cramping up. We're not taking a break. It's a stitch in the side. So it's a manageable cramp. I don't need to stand up.
Okay.
Play hurt. It's gone. David Boy.
Think about the wings after this.
That's gonna make it worse. David.
The doctor's not thrilled about my cholesterol, I've been informed, and I don't think wings help, do they?
Wait, you don't know.
Bone in don't help.
Can we get those wings?
You're getting boneless.
Can we get those wings that like clean out your arteries? Can we get those? Is that possible?
They don't make kombucha wings yet.
That'll be the day.
But I got some feelers out to a couple of guys.
Yeah.
we're doing the DNR.
Your kombucha department?
Yeah. A couple of guys living off the grid outside of Eugene, Oregon.
Okay. Yeah. I got my mad scientist in there.
David, you have the first pick in the commercial jingle AFE draft. But before you do that, we're going to take a short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project, and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that isn't huddled around a burning barrel for warmth right now. David Borey, you have the first pick in the commercial jingle draft. What will that first pick be?
I think it was the first one that came to all our minds.
Yes.
Written by our hero, Pusha T. I'm loving it. McDonald's.
Yeah. Justin baby. Timberlake singing that.
Yeah.
That? I don't give a fuck.
Whoa. I'm just trying to throw some casual knowledge
at you,
little
JT contempt.
Is Timberlake, are his comeuppance here?
I mean,
it feels like his comeuppance might be here.
Why, he's had a couple up and down seasons. Why does he deserve comeuppance?
He's had a couple up and down
years. Really he really threw Janet Jackson under the bus is all I'm
saying.
He
threw Janet Jackson under the bus.
We're under the bus like a coward.
Some of that Britney stuff was questionable.
Yeah. That album about being outside, was it in the trees?
Yeah. Man of the Woods.
Man of the Woods.
Didn't really. That Filthy song had a good beat, but like.
He had a song called Flannel. He had a song about flannel shirts.
I mean, come on. Come on. That guy was in Orlando. I mean, he might be from Tennessee, but he was in Orlando heavy as a year.
Yeah. I mean
that's where they
Mouse
started
Club
those
on.
Boy bands, right?
Yeah, Orlando, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of flannel in Orlando.
That Lou guy was the name? Lou Pearlman?
Yeah.
I remember when I found out Pusha T had anything to do with that, I was just floored. Like, what, dude?
Was that a Steve Stout or no?
No, it was him and it was on that Justin Timberlake song. Wasn't it a song that they were doing?
Yeah, something
when
like that.
When JT was working with Pharrell. So they're just in the studio.
Anyways.
And, you know, Pusha just gave him that.
So crazy.
How many whips did that buy?
A few.
Mildred's in the Bahamas for the month.
You say he's got a lot of whips? Well, I got a lot.
I think he didn't get a lifetime deal off that one, you know, but he also did Arby's.
No, he didn't. That's We Have the Meats?
Yeah, that's him.
I believe.
There's a song.
Yeah, what are we doing?
That bump, 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 bump. There's a Pusha T song that's from.
There sure is.
You mean Killer Mike Action?
Bump. No, I don't know.
Bump, bump, bump,
no.
Yeah.
No.
No, not that song. Oh. Different song.
Oh, you know Trump.
It's called Burial, yeah. I think.
You'd know it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, either way, I'm loving it. McDonald's. My that's first fantastic. Pick.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Claimed that he had created the I'm Loving It jingle. However, two of the co-writers have disputed Pusha T's claim.
Oh.
Why would Pusha T lie about that?
Yeah,
it doesn't make him look cool.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Makes you look weird.
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing he's been involved in for sure. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, sometimes I help with massive commercial jingles.
Yeah. You wrote Grinding.
Yeah. I still sell Coke. I want you guys to think that. But then also
ain't shit to do
every now and then.
Ain't shit.
Every now and then.
What do you do every now and then?
If there's nothing but sweat inside my hand, I take my fancy ass over to Madison Avenue.
And what do you do there?
I crank out a commercial jingle.
Nice, Pusha. Nice.
For a Fortune 500 company exclusively.
You do still sell drugs.
I sell cocaine still.
Well, there ain't shit to do but cook.
Yeah.
Jamel, you're from Virginia.
It's true. That is true.
that's the harder Woodbridge right there.
That's from the fact.
That's gotta be it. There's no like amusement park.
Do you cook?
No.
Am I wrong in saying you're the heart of Woodbridge, Virginia?
I'm gonna go ahead and say yeah.
I think as far as
Los Angeles is concerned, yes.
Yeah.
As far as LA goes, yeah.
I think there's some guys hanging out at Cloverdale Park right now who would dispute my claim.
Like if he just walked up on him and been like, hey,
I don't want no steam with them. But here in Glendale right now,
we're talking comedy.
Right here. I am the pulse.
The sort of East LA comedy scene. Yeah.
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 Los Angeles alternative comedy scene.
Yeah. In Woodbridge.
like that general Venn diagram.
Yeah, I have that.
That's you.
That's me.
That's what I'm okay.
Easily.
So that's true. And what else is true is that it's time for your first pick.
Ooh, speaking of Woodbridge, this is a big shout out to Rip On Middle School. Big ups to y'all. The Goldfish. Remember Goldfish
Give
crackers?
It to me. Yeah, I remember Goldfish. Give me the jingle.
It was like, I could eat them every day.
I had to pick it first
because it was the most fun to change the words of that. You could just make it about sex stuff.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
When you're like 12.
I could eat pussy every day. Because my girl says that's okay.
Man, eat I love bitches. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
We used to do God, I Love Bitches.
That's the back of the bus.
God,
I fuck
tight.
Bitches every day.
And come still on. Keep the mom part though. And my mom says that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We gotta get
that was it was too much fun.
Who writes that song? Is that
I think that's like
a Tyga type of thing.
Tyga Malice.
Tyga.
I feel like Tyga would make. He's always
the rappers
like,
wrote every pick on this draft.
Yeah.
That might have been Mano.
Oh man, that's Mano's comeback. Is the goldfish?
Mano got the goldfish
pie
money.
Haters and then goldfish.
Yeah,
my people first pick is by Cassidy. Well, he took a part of the Jay-Z jingle and then anyway.
Man, that was a good. That's a good one. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
God, I used to love those with tomato soup. You just pour them in the tomato soup.
Man, I was just eating them joints straight out the.
Too dry. It's too dry.
I was drinking them. Remember when they started putting them in cartons?
They put them in a fucking milk carton, basically.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah,
what?
I gotta drink these. There now.
Were, you gotta drink these.
You're not you
gonna...
for real? Just like you for real, had to crack it open like a milk carton.
Let's go to work, dog. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna look like that.
It's better than those old bags that they had, though. Remember the like weird roll top bags?
Sort of Pepperidge Farm material.
Those were terrible. Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm, whoever sold them their bags back in the day really got over on them.
But here's what it did work on me is I always thought that shit was so fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have to roll it up like a candy.
Hold on. Let me go to France here for a second.
They got a cookie called the Sausalito.
Yeah.
An expensive bedroom neighborhood across the bay from San Francisco. Come on.
Fact, I thought they were called mulatto cookies for years.
Oh, yeah. So right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
that led to me. I'm seeing my boy. He lives over by the airport now. My boy Pepperidge. Used to call him Pepperidge because of that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God, that's tight.
He was in like social studies and they were like mulattoes. I'm like, the cookies? It's like, ain't that you?
And then, Pepperidge.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
The way nicknames work. Yeah, the archipelago of nicknames.
Yeah, that's fucking
rad. Shout out to my man Pepperidge. He really did it. He got me out of a nice jam. Over the holiday break.
You say so you. Much shit that could be anything.
Yeah, I had to be vague with that
like
one.
That, like, I'm trying to imagine like what jam you could get into, and I'm like, it could be any.
It was Bon Mom Vivant Preserves jam. Yeah, it was a high level jam.
Again, I don't know. Like,
it's coming at
a high level jam.
Like, I feel like
this is my biggest jam in a while. This is like a Teddy Riley. Yeah, this is like a big time jam.
Like a summertime jam.
Yeah.
Like a summer jam, screen jam.
Yeah.
Because I always imagine you could be like, if I saw a news report flash on my phone that was like, Jamel Johnson was caught buying illegal computer chips from North Korea, I'd be like, that checks out.
Yeah.
Like, you just could do anything.
Trying to get ahead of the server game. Everybody wants to be fucking coders. You got to put them codes somewhere.
Once again, I don't know what that means.
On the chips.
You don't have to know how to code.
I don't know if this is a salsa
the
commercial.
I think it's good. Just going to sprinkle that in.
Yeah, you guys got to check it out.
On the chips.
On the chips.
Man. Chuckle on the chips. Sean.
Time for my pick?
Yeah, baby.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really play. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the greatest toy store there is. Gee whiz!
We didn't have a Toys R Us when I was a fucking kid. And
yeah, they don't put them in the ghetto.
They still...
Yeah, that's true.
That's not true.
They put them on the edge of the ghetto.
Yeah.
I had to buy my toys.
Would you have a KB Toys?
I sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I had to buy my toys at the gun store and the liquor store when I was a kid.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wow.
Fun. No, so I remember seeing, because we certainly had a KB Toys. I thought that was just Sioux Falls.
Yeah, no.
We had, we had the Toys too.
Really? I remember seeing Toys R Us commercials, and I was just like, dog, I want one of those. And then we got one right when I was getting out of the toy game.
KB Toy Stores, the canary in the coal mine of the brick and mortar business.
I've said that.
Once they went out of business, I was like, now wait a minute. If KB Toys can't stay open with that low overhead that they have, because the toys are just kind of spread out.
They sure were. You could go in and full on openly play with toys that were like in boxes.
And they can't stay open?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is. It's this Amazon.com.
You know, I don't know something crazy. I specifically remember going to KB Toys. This has got to be 92, maybe 91.
Yeah.
Cash.
With my mom begging her for a Super Soaker 50.
Uh-huh, the green one?
The green
one.
Why don't we have dope Super Soakers now that we're adults?
She pulled the trigger and we had to take the bus.
She got it for you?
She got it for me, but we took the bus to the mall. So I was on the bus just losing it. Like, I need to open this now.
And I remember,
like, I kept looking in the bag and my mom would be like, shut the fucking bag. And then we, because it was like a long ass bus ride from the Tacoma Mall to, then we got to our apartment that we shared a bedroom and like she filled it up for me and I was standing on the balcony of our apartment.
Just let people have it.
Yeah.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Man.
That shit, it's so funny when a kid gets a new toy and that just needs to be open.
I remember just being on the bus like, oh my God.
Laura's, it's amazing. Laura's like a kid will hold up a remote control car like they just won the heavyweight belt.
Open it!
Laura's nephew got a bunch of Legos for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he just like wanted to crack it. And I'm like, this is an organized toy. Because I'm over here like, I want to build
this. Oh my God.
You like, your aunt has to open the new knives we got her.
You were a killjoy?
No, I just didn't want to lose pieces.
Now this is an educational toy.
No, stop it.
Grip it and rip it.
I didn't want to lose pieces because I wanted to build the whole thing.
I didn't want to lose pieces.
Don't encourage him. He's being a fucking dickhead.
You're being a point Dexter.
You're being a fucking point. Fine, I'll tell some more gun stories.
Yeah, you got to be you. You were raised in a particular manner.
Gosh, let me think.
Gosh.
This is the life we chose.
Yeah, dude, Toys R Us. I always wanted one because it was like KB, you know, I didn't know everybody had them.
KB didn't quite have the same effect of walking into a Toys R Us because they were so big.
Toys R Us was huge. And miles.
The smell of a Toys R Us.
Yeah.
This like plastic fucking euphoria that would fill your nostrils.
Yeah. Did you have a Toys R Us when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on.
Did you guys?
Yeah. We had one around.
There was one by Washington Square.
Really?
Wasqua, yeah.
Wasqua.
And there's another one on Jansen Beach.
No, we never had one. We had one, but way later.
Man.
But they were
just going there.
I rarely went to one because it was like, the toy store at the mall was on some like, can I go to the toy store? Can I go to the toy store? And then she's doing shit. But if you're going to Toys R Us, it's only getting toys.
Yeah. They weren't in the mall.
They were near the mall.
You were never like out just getting toys.
Like, there's like a Toys R Us and then like next to it was a place that sold like personal watercraft.
Yeah, or some shit. Yeah.
Expensive
like a,
speakers.
Like a Just for Feet.
Stuff like that. Yeah. All right, time for my first pick. Man, I'm my first and second pick. So with my first one, I got to go with an all-time classic. It's not even just a good jingle. It's a good song. I want my baby back.
Oh,
baby,
yeah.
Baby,
yeah,
baby,
yeah.
Baby, I want my baby back. Baby, back, baby, back. I want my baby back.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Remember Fat Bastard doing it in Goldmember?
Chili's baby back ribs.
He butchered it.
Remember one of the great traumas of my childhood? Yeah, I remember. When they fucking whipped out a character named Fat Bastard with a Scottish accent.
Tough time.
The second I saw that, I was like, here's the next 3 years of my life. Thanks a lot, Mike Myers, you prick.
He said shit like, get in my belly.
Oh, kids weren't going to yell that?
Yeah. Kids weren't going to yell that? Yeah, Kids couldn't wait to yell that.
When they whipped out a character
I had to put a couple to the ground because of that movie.
Did you really?
Sure. Yeah.
No. Kids loved it. They thought they were so fucking funny.
You think it's sweet. You can't just
It's not sweet.
Like, it's like, I had to put a couple kids down when I was a kid. Remember kids would be like, what are you going to do? Sit on me?
Yes.
No, I'm gonna Harambe you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drag you through the water.
Yeah, that was always the thing.
I'm gonna pick you up and break you. I'm gonna hit you with the jacks like I got metal arms.
Can you grab me a LaCroix, Johnny?
Yeah, me too, please.
When they were like, what are you gonna do, sit on me? And I was like, I will pound you with my fucking hands.
Yeah, I
never did. I'm not a violent person, but I did a few times.
Because you gotta let them know they think that fat boy shit is sweet. Like, you're not just gonna talk to me any kind of way.
There was some kids.
Especially if I'm bigger than you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Was a problem, and when Ruben Studdard came out,
Ruben Studdard was a problem in my home.
I wasn't going for that. Ruben,
like, Ruben's gonna win because all the fat people are gonna vote for him. I'm like, how many fat people do you think that you think there's fat
I can't
unity
vote for
out
him.
Here?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you think there's fat unity?
Yeah, there's
here?
No fat unity. That's there's the no last fucking, unity that will ever happen.
There's no love in the wild.
We're trying.
Bro.
Yeah, Chili's Baby Back Rib song.
The video, y'all. I know y'all seen the video of the original recording.
Man.
Iconic. It's magical.
When you see him laying that track down,
crushing.
Yeah, that shit. We have to add that. We have to retweet that when this
we should
comes
for
out.
Sure retweet. Yeah. We'll absolutely.
Because that shit was like,
it was fire. And then when the sound guy is on the other side of the booth, he's like, "We got it, guys.
Yeah,
we nailed it.
I want my baby back.
If that would have been like, if they would have been talking about something other than ribs, that could have been like a hit song.
That
no way.
I guess it was a hit
that
song.
That could have won a presidential campaign. That jingle.
I want my country back.
Oh, Bloomberg. No, I'm Mike Bloomberg. My name is Mike Bloomberg.
Marissa, put air horns over all that because we could sell that to the Bloomberg campaign. They would drop $1 million on our front porch for that.
100%.
Well, thank you very much. This is very helpful for my campaign.
Oh, man.
Okay. Time for my second pick. And with my second pick, I'm going to take... Ooh, there's some good ones in here.
It's a tough draft.
It is a tough draft.
It's
tough to know.
Because there's like
even
five
start.
That are like, you want...
Yeah, I had to make go. I did. It's.
I gotta take.
I gotta sleep at night.
I gotta take a personal one, even though I know this is like a smaller pool of picks. But this was one that just like fucking dominated my childhood.
You gotta get it.
You get caught up in the
crossfire.
Man.
Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire.
Fucking like hair metal ass.
It was like that. It was like that gang of like. Orphan bikers?
Yeah.
Or that's how they were dressed?
That's what they were presenting as.
Like, absolutely.
That like crossfire part.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it was for the bad kids.
When that dude says crossfire
was for the bad kids.
Yeah. When he says it, just like, crossfire! And you're just like,
but like bad and rich.
Yeah.
Like the serial killer.
Did you guys ever know anybody who had crossfire?
I think they had one at my daycare, but all the ball bearings were
You'll get caught up
my buddy
the...
Brad had crossfire.
That's
it was
nuts.
Sick, dude. And you felt like you were in the commercial because you're just sitting there like shooting a gun at somebody else. I mean, that was the, you're both shooting each other and you're just like, fuck you. Like before you know it, you're saying like real bad shit to the other person.
Fuck you. Take that. Start talking like P. Diddy.
I mean, that's all it was is you just shot BBs into the other person's goal, right?
Yeah, it was a violent game that was designed to blast the skin off your knuckles.
I mean,
it was like launching. Do you ever play quarters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You mean, did I go to lunch?
Yeah,
I went to lunch.
My bad.
Did I play quarters?
You'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Yeah, dude, that commercial was so, like trying to make like 7-year-old kids look like they're felons.
Well, it looked
or something.
Like you were playing a game in front of an active volcano. Like that's like what the commercial's vibe was.
I'm sure parents looked at that like, God damn it, crossfire.
Yeah, like what?
I'm gonna.
Is this?
I can't afford it.
He said he wanted
to
watch a cartoon about dinosaurs, and they're just fucking brainboxing these dinosaurs. They're covered in weapons. I mean, that's not what I thought of when I thought of dinosaurs. And now I gotta fucking buy them a crossfire.
This was an educational toy.
I mean, God. Sean, time for your second pick.
Meow 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 meow.
Do you know the lyrics?
No.
I want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
It was the Meow Mix song.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Don't you remember that? It was just the cat just going like,
I didn't understand your drunken babblings when Ian put the words into it.
Again with this. That's how the song went. It's meow, 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 meow. That's how it went. It's not a drunken babble. Meow, 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 meow. That's how it went.
One more time? No.
Meow, 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 meow.
You said meow?
Hey, come on.
I can't do it again. Hey, why are you doing this to me?
Don't let him do that to you, Sean.
He didn't win, first of all. I am at work. I won. This is a job. It's a very easy job. If I have to tolerate a little bit of shit talking from David,
don't do that.
Absolutely fine. Wow. Also, hey, Twitter, come at David. Tell him to be nicer to me because he's a bully.
Damn. He's putting the Sean Sang clown posse on you. He does have a, like, I mean, most people are fans of all three of us, but he does have a special, like,
yeah.
You know how, like, Saddam had his, like, Republican guard? Who were all just, like, hanging close and, like, Sean's got that group.
That's true.
I found the lyrics from the original 1970s one. You want me to Frank Sinatra?
They've been making cat food for that long?
I like crunchy. I like meaty. 10 to Santa's satisfies completely.
Cats didn't eat before the 70s?
I like chicken. I like just eating salmon. Fish. Oh, wait. I like salmon. Sure. I like chicken. 10 to Santa's means twice the licking. Now you know. Twice the meow means meow mix. 10 to Santa's.
They had Tender Center Meow Mix in the 70s?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
That seems like they put a little bit of milk pieces out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like early in the pet food game. I really think people were just giving to animals like scraps before.
Once upon a time in Hollywood shows us there was a thriving dog food.
Certainly that's dog true. Food. Yeah. A gross sounding thriving dog food.
Rat flavored. Squirrel flavored.
Yeah, the Meow Mix song. It always stuck out. And I like the video of the cat just like, it was just the cat's like mouth not doing anything.
Yeah.
It was a cute little kitty.
Somewhere under there was somebody with a knife just poking the cat over and over so its mouth would move. Because it was that's before like PETA.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Fuck you, cat. I killed it. Bring in another one.
It's dead. It died by the knife like the other ones.
I'll tell you, you want to ruin your childhood, like look up Milo and Otis and the animals they went through. Oh my God. I'm sorry I'm laughing. They'd be dead by now anyway. Jamal, time for your second pick.
Ooh. All right. Yeah. I got one for you guys.
I'm ready.
I got one. Don't worry. I got one.
Nothing gets to you.
Staying fresh and cool.
With Metro Fresh and
full of life. Fresh goes better.
The fresh maker, bitch. Yeah.
The fresh maker, dude.
My favorite one was when the man made himself fresh by laying on that thing and giving him a pinstripe.
These are clean pinstripes now.
Yeah, now it's a pinstripe.
Yeah.
You know, that's where Ari Gold found Vincent Chase for the first time was in a Mentos commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fresh maker.
The fresh maker.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah. That was original game.
Those commercials all had a big, like, these were filmed in and for Denmark. And then we're just playing an American music cartoon over them.
They did all seem weirdly foreign.
Right?
They were.
Even the guy who said it sounded like he was reading, but he didn't know English.
Those are clips from
Mentos, the Freshmacher.
It was European pornography.
It was.
That's what it was.
It was the opening scene of European pornos. And then they just added Mentos, the fresh maker.
And then that dude gets fucked.
Yeah.
2 seconds after.
Pinstripe's getting fucked. And he's getting the job.
Wasn't there like going through the backseat of a cab was one of the commercials? Like you couldn't get the traffic. Yeah. So
there's one that where they picked that car up and moved it.
Oh yeah.
Because that person couldn't get out. So like a bunch of big dudes in overalls came and moved the car. Remember that one?
Yeah,
good job, boys. What do you say we treat ourselves to a round of mints?
That's how a lot of German porn start. Just six beefy dudes picking up a car.
Really inconvenient mints at that.
Yeah.
That roll of mints. And they're not flat. Really?
You know what I like about Mentos?
They're kind of chewy, but they're kind of hard. Like, they're not
good.
I like that texture.
Put them in your back pocket. Here's what I like about Mentos. Always on sale. At Plaid Pantry, you can still get Mentos for like 29 cents.
Oh, sure.
Like, for real.
The fruit flavor, the fruit medley.
Oh, yeah. The fruit ones. Those are the only ones I fuck with. I don't think I've ever had the white ones.
It tastes like the flavors of Easter.
Yeah.
Couture level.
I love it, man. I like them still.
On sale.
If they weren't like super ghetto, I'd get them. Well, I get them when they're on sale all the time. You know what I mean? At Plaid, they always have them on sale.
Ja Fuel.
Ja Fuel. Ja Rules. Ja Provides. Wait, Ja Provides, Ja Rules.
Anyway. Fresh goes better. Frank- Mentos. Freshest.
Frank Sinatra redoes all your favorite jingles.
There is a guy who has DM'd me. I wore this hat. So this way, like, so he's DM'd me on Twitter. I opened my DMs at some point this year, and he's DM'd me 6 different times. Where did you get that hat that says Nobody's with the Blazer logo? It says Nobody's with a little Blazer logo on it. Mm-hmm. It's a company called Famous Nobody's. I think Carmelo Anthony is involved. That's Love where it. I got it. I'm not going to answer his DMs because... Should you always reveal your sources when you where you get cool stuff?
Listen to the show.
No, man, it's my trip.
Listen to the show.
Also, all you got to do is just Google. I could probably find out where you got that hat if I just dug a little.
Anyway, at Drexler's dad, and nobody tell him. If you're listening to this podcast, A, thank you for listening. B, it's a Famous Nobody's hat. C, if you're not listening, D, D your way out of it.
Uh-huh. ABC. D's nuts.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness. Thank
hey,
you.
Did what's his name done get at you yesterday? D's nuts. It's on the Chronic. You remember that?
So my second pick?
Yeah, it's your second pick. And third.
I wish you weren't so mad at me today.
I'm pissed. No, I'm not mad at you. Second pick is a real song.
Yeah.
But they were put in the guise of a Chevy commercial.
Oh.
I'm talking about Like a Rock.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Like a rock, I was strong as I could be. Like a rock, nothing ever got to me. Like a rock.
Do you know who the song originally is by?
Bob Seger. I thought it was a Seger song, too.
Yeah. Bob Seger.
I was strong and I was lean.
Like a rock.
What do you say? I was 18. Solid everywhere.
Solid everywhere.
That's what he said.
Now I'm old and soft. Losing all my hair. Like a rock.
Not so much like a rock that second.
Like the rock.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, and that shit goes hard. It was a great way to sell trucks.
Yeah.
Remember those commercials? It would always be like sundown, and they were about to like get off their job. And they were doing some shit where sparks was flying.
Yeah, some like welding near their truck.
Yeah, hella sparks. And he would just take off his fucking welder's mask and like a rock. Yeah.
So much better than this fucking Dennis Leary ass, like, way they sell trucks now. I hate that so much.
Now it sounds like, now the way they sell trucks is like, before they were like, oh, you're a dude and you would like this. They now they're just like, are you a bitch?
Yeah. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Don't do that to me. Hey, pussy.
That's what they're Dennis
Why do you drive a fucking Ford Focus?
You have a vagina or a truck? Sorry, pussies. Yeah.
It's like girls like trucks, first of all.
Yeah, man, yeah. Some guys want to drive a fucking Fiat. Who cares?
There's not anything I hate worse than that shit where they try to market to you where it's just like, hey, if you don't use fucking Milwaukee tools, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck dude, off. What?
Yeah.
Chill out. Like, yeah, I don't always want to eat the son of the Baconator.
Or there's like the real men love Christ. I'm like, is that what you got out of Christ? The whole real men? Like, that's what you took away from that?
Jesus was a dude.
Yeah.
All right, bro. You chill out.
Real men.
Real men.
Not All whatever day. You are.
Except for those Real Men of Genius commercials that Budweiser
used to do. Those
were
good, dude.
Here's to you, Mr. Yeah. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Those were fucking funny.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
I downloaded a bunch of those on Napster.
Me too.
I had like 20 of them. Yeah.
What was the
Real Men of Genius?
I'm trying to think of the postal. I guess
that literally could be a pick.
Yeah.
Sure could.
It's too late now.
No, it isn't.
Who isn't on anybody's list? Do you have time for your third pick?
Oh, I'm picking, and I don't know when I picked up this song and knew all the words. I'm picking the Tootsie Roll jingle.
How's that go?
Tootsie Roll, how I want your chocolate eat you. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you. Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
Oh, I remember
Hell
that part.
Yeah. That's good.
That's just a classic. That's just a good song.
I only know the end of it. I didn't know the whole.
It was just a good ass song.
Whatever it is.
That feels like they needed like something good during World War II and they were like, let's write this Tootsie Roll song.
Yeah, like we're losing this war.
Fellas, morale is low.
We got to get the kids back in the war effort.
We have to use all the real chocolate to build napalm. All we got is this Tootsie Roll dreck. What do we do?
Rogers Hammerstein, crank us something out.
What is it? Well, it's a byproduct from the glue we use to make ships.
If you eat too much of it, you get asbestos.
It's a byproduct from a nautical sealant that we make in Venezuela because, you know, if the kids down there get sick, who cares? Nobody finds out. Anyway, it's
there's
delicious.
A war on.
It'll give you a mesothelioma, I'll tell you. It'll also put hair on your chest.
Which is one of the side effects, actually. Several of the children.
Wartimey Tootsie Rolls.
The hair grows into their lungs and they die. Well, let's not get into it. Jamel, time for your third pick.
All right, I'm going to go with a little more recent one. Always stuck with me. Empire. The Rug Guys.
Oh, yeah.
800-588-2300.
Empire.
Today.
Boom.
Yeah, damn, that is good.
Bass, that note at the end.
Yeah.
They let crushed the that note drop. At the end. Yeah, wait for that drop. Jesus.
Empire. And I never would get steamed carpets, but if I did.
And that commercial's trippy as fuck.
Yeah.
If you're on like acid or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a CGI old man. And he's like, they just like roll a whole carpet out. And then the room like waves.
Yeah.
And then the shit is like set up perfect.
But then he's got like a big head.
Yeah, he's got a big ass head. It's like it's like some fucking up shit.
Yeah, that is wild looking.
It's great.
That's a wild ass.
Yeah. Some up shit. What a sad.
Empire is good.
God, up was sad.
Today.
Empire for less. Is that part of it sometimes?
No, just today.
No,
just today.
Never?
Is that, no.
That's
Terrence Empire.
Is that cool? High on acid? It's clear. Is that not cool? I'll take off. That's cool. That's fine.
That's cool. I was going to leave anyways.
Actually, the post office closed pretty soon.
I'm not leaving because of that. That happened and I happen to be leaving, but it's not because of that.
Some packages that have been burning a hole in the backseat of my... What?
You know, LSU.
For less. Big time program. Big time program. Sean, time for your third pick. Dave, would you hand me that blue and white bag that is to your immediate right?
Oh, get
this bag full of drugs.
Bagiola.
I don't know what's in this bag. I work for CBS.
Can you not do drugs at CBS? I work for Viacom and they are pro drugs.
Viacom. We both work for Viacom now.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had to do a drop for our show yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, they bought Late Show in the mornings.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna hit it hard.
Late Show with Ian Carmel.
Yeah, and I'll just do so many takes so they have to do it. The kid never said Corden.
David, it's James Corden. Yeah, okay. I know.
11:10 a.m. Central. The Late Late Show with Ian Carmel. Fuck, I'm sorry. Okay. The Late Late Show with Ian Carmel. Fuck.
All right, we'll have to use that one.
Ian Carmel. Fuck.
Sean, your third pick?
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat party. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that
Kit Kat party.
Give me a break. Hey, give me a break.
Oh, he's swinging.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
That was part of it.
Did Brian Setzer just walk in
there? Yeah.
That was like
the difference between the regular Happy Birthday and the Black Happy Birthday.
You know, I didn't know there was
that second
little
one.
Extra touch.
Happy birthday. That's what you did.
Happy birthday.
Between that and Rest in Power instead of Rest in Peace. Woo.
Yeah.
Really kind of fucking dunked on us.
Yeah. Rest in power.
Who knows who wrote the white Happy Birthday? Stevie Wonder wrote the black one.
It is really good.
I thought Sheik Luch wrote white Happy Birthday. That wasn't Sheik. White Happy Birthday. You guys sure that wasn't Sheik?
When you see me, don't think of me as Sheik from the Lox. Think of me as a dude who wrote white Happy Birthday.
It was Sheik Luch and Brian Adams.
Also, that young kid who knows how to box knows about rocks.
This next one,
yes,
it no longer exists. The phone number had to get changed due to legal reasons, due to a parting of ways.
Is it one that I was going to pick
between a counsel that I keep, two people I keep on retainer?
Sure,
both Celino.
God damn it.
And Barnes.
And
Barnes. Injury attorneys. 800-888-8888.
Don't wait. Call 8.
Celino and Carms. Sometimes when I see you on Twitter, I sing Celino and Carms.
Yeah, Celino and Carms.
In my head. Yeah, that was the good days. That was good. I remember when you were Celino and Carms.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
1-800-888-8888. Was there too many eights there?
There was an extra eight.
No, there wasn't. Or was there? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You ever see those phone numbers that'll be like, 1-800, get the video game right now. And you're like, it's way too many numbers. Yeah. But it doesn't matter if you dial extra numbers. You still, it stops at the number that they need.
It cuts you off.
The new Celino and Barnes, what did they change it to?
1-800-8 And it's like just million. For Barnes. Dude. Or just for Celino?
Oh, the Barnes firm. That's right. 1-800-8-MILLION.
You just want to listen to this Magoo song? No, I want Timbaland and Magoo.
Yeah, solid. Yeah, dude.
Celino and Barnes? God forbid I get Celino, Barnes, and Orfalian involved in the case.
Power team.
You guys see these Orfalian and Orfalian commercials? They're local. No.
Yeah.
Orfalian and Orfalian.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I used to walk past.
It's the Armenian Celino and Barnes.
I used to walk past the Orfalian firm every day on my way to work.
You walk carefully past it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sometimes when I see ads like that, I just I want to be in an accident.
Sometimes we're like, I don't want to call Orfalian and shoot the shit.
Have you seen this new guy in town, Sweet James?
Sweet James is running
the show. Sweet James is running it.
He's an official sponsor of the Clippers.
It's crazy. How did he fucking...
He got his name on the stanchion.
My man blew into town.
I feel like I didn't ever see Sweet James, and then all of a sudden Sweet James was...
So for everybody who doesn't live in L.A.
shit on that billboard. He's hammered on that billboard.
He's drunk. Absolutely.
If you don't live in Los Angeles, can you dive into what Sweet James is? Because I don't even know.
Sweet James is a personal injury and accident attorney. Along the lines of a Celino and Barnes.
SweetJames.com.
SweetJames.com.
Which, how did he lock that? How was that not locked? Are you kidding me?
If your name is James and you know what a computer is, you should have that locked up.
What on the internet?
Sweet James.
I own SweetBoy.com and Biz.
It went like porn.com, pets.com, and then Sweet James. Those are the first three that got bought, I feel like.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
Anyway, he went from never seeing his name anywhere to billboards all over the city.
King
and I went right under the two, man. Over the two, the overpass.
Yeah. Big billboards. Yeah. Sweet James.
What does Sweet James look like?
Yo.
He looks kind of stupid.
Simultaneously,
he looks dumb as shit.
If you haven't seen him before, it's not what you expected, but after you see him, you're like, of course.
Okay, all right.
You would expect him to not be able to read when you see Sweet James.
SweetJames.com, huh?
I'm Sweet James Jones when I come through, bitch. I treat you good because you know I'm rich.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet James.
Pimp C, RIP.
Injured.
Oh, that's Sweet James. Yeah,
James looks crazy. No jingle yet.
No jingle.
Sweet James hasn't dropped a jingle, and I'm waiting. He might get Blueface.
Dang.
I'm expecting Blueface.
He really might, though.
If this he could get Blueface.
This
Blueface
would be
and Lou Williams.
Sweet James,
on
Blueface, and Lou Williams
track. That's what we need.
What's fucking crazy is that feels within reach.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah.
He's an official partner with the Clippers.
Get him in there.
That's one dude locked in already. All we got to do is get Blueface to wake up.
Yeah.
At some point.
Somebody go wake up Blueface.
Because I'm hella selfish.
Somebody go wake up Blueface.
Where's the beef?
It's 3:00.
Where'd he go?
Somebody wake up Blueface.
Blueface?
Yeah.
He's out cripping.
Yeah, he's just
out cripping somewhere.
Kicking his mom out of his condo again.
Yeah. Re-kicking his mom out.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I'm not even on mic, dude.
Oh, yeah, because back to back.
Ian, it's time for your fourth pick.
We're going to make it off mic.
As it is, a serpentine draft.
Thank you. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel.
Well, you're not picking. Hold on.
I'm taking I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly want to be. As if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Hey.
Everyone would be in love with me.
If I were a rich man. It felt like that went after
that. Yeah, no, for
100%. I used to think there was only one Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. That it would, if you saw it, you
I'll
were
buy
like,
that.
Whoa, there's
that
the one.
That could have been two drafts ago, things I thought as a kid. There's one Oscar Mayer. I thought that too, actually.
Yeah. I thought that till 2 seconds ago.
Well, what kind of economic sense does it make to have a fleet of Oscar Mayer
wagons? Like thinking there's,
but they do.
Of course there is. That's like, you know, when you're at the mall and you're like, there's the Santa Claus. Then you realize they're like, oh, they're everywhere.
I've only ever seen one Wienermobile in my whole life.
Well, but do you know that?
Driving the Wienermobile.
And when I saw it, I spazzed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
I've seen them on freeways. Woo.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's shout out to Saint Sue, huh?
For some reason, I remember her singing that song. But it might have been a different jingle that if it's still around, I will take it with my fifth pick. But we're not there yet. Sean, time for your fourth pick. I have 2 hard candies in my mouth.
My fourth pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Twix.
What? That's not a commercial jingle. Is it a commercial jingle?
Well, they used it.
That's Twix. I mean, that's the Twix commercials. It was the Twix commercials. Of course it was.
Because that's Ferris Bueller's.
I know that. It's a real song. It was the Twix commercials. You guys don't remember that? As being the...
You don't need to get so defensive. I believe
hand
you.
To God.
Yeah. I believe
David's
you.
Got me on edge all fucking day. So now I'm getting defensive.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't sit on the same couch together. That's
also true.
I like hanging out with my friends. David doesn't. I don't know why. I don't know what I did.
I am hanging out with my friends.
Oh, damn.
He pointed
that was
around.
So cold blooded.
Oh. He pointed oh, no.
All of you.
He's nagging you so you commit to LSU, dude.
Will you be nice to me if I sign?
Our tactics work. SEC champions.
Letter of intent.
You want to be a Tiger or not?
Yeah, that was the Twix commercial. Chippa-chicka. Boom.
Listen, are we allowed like a rock? I think we have to allow this. Are there words to it?
I don't think so.
Ah.
It's just someone eating candy.
Yeah. It's in a Twix commercial and it sticks out in my mind.
Because like a rock was a whole Chevy campaign, first of all.
Yeah, Float On by Modest Mouse is in like an Apple commercial. I'm not going to take Float On. I'm not saying you can't take it.
We'll watch the commercials after and you guys will see that it is, I dare I say, before Ferris Bueller's.
Really?
When did that come out?
Is that
the 80s, dude? The early 80s.
Was it?
Or the mid 80s. One of those two eras. Two hard candies.
I'm sticking. I mean, if you say I can't, then I won't, but I'm sticking with it.
No.
That is my pick.
One of life's great kicks. Twix.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't strike me as a jingle. Yeah. Here's my only. This is not
I thought it was a jingle.
You can have
before.
The pick. You can have the pick. Would never try to dissuade you from that. It doesn't strike me as a jingle. There's nothing catchy about it. There's nothing to get stuck in your head, really, I guess.
Chicka-chicka. That gets stuck in your head.
Jamel, time for your fourth pick.
Chicka-chicka.
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 Since we're making bad picks, I'm going to go in.
Everyone's sick in here. Everyone got the fuck Sean disease.
I'm going to switch it up. This was kind of, I wasn't going to pick it, but now I'm going to pick it. Shouts out to Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the Super Bowl. Fanta.
Don't you wanna
yeah, and it was they just had the different color dresses.
Yeah. Oh, those Fanta girls were bad.
Yeah.
The Fanta girls were bad.
Shout out to Banana.
Yeah.
Or was it pineapple?
All that, whatever.
I just think it's yellow.
Whatever, it's pineapple.
I don't think there's many banana flavored
sodas. Yeah, banana
that would
soda?
Be fucking disgusting.
Carbonated banana flavor? That's wild.
Banana soda.
It's like a little creamy.
That's some shit that Chris Tucker would drink in gross. The Fifth Element. That's like weird, man.
This is Ruby Rich. Climb and I need a banana soda. Hey, my banana soda. Yo, that's fantastic. That's actually a good pick, though.
Don't you want? Is that Shakira and J-Lo?
No, just vibes.
It's just vibes. It is vibes, though. It is, though. That's what's
true. Yeah,
it is vibes.
Man, that halftime show. This is not a flex because I was working very hard and it was not super fun. It was amazing to be there. It's a better memory than experience, if you will.
Sure.
I was on the field during the halftime show and I couldn't tell if it was good. I'm like, this seems rad. It seems really cool.
Oh, dude, so much was... going on. Yeah, how could you tell?
But I also thought the Maroon 5 one seemed rad from the field because I'm like, there's Big Boy. He's wearing a fur coat and a Cadillac on a football field. That's amazing.
Wow.
And then it turned out that one was kind of whack. And then I watched the Shakira and J-Lo one and I was like, oh, that's fucking amazing.
They murdered it.
It was nuts at the house because they had the way they hooked the fireworks up was also real nice.
Yeah.
It was so cool. When Shakira, they're doing that Waka Waka song from like the...
Oh, the World Cup anthem?
They did for the World Cup in Africa, but she's doing that crazy dance where like, was she just like super blasé about it, but her feet are going like fucking crazy.
Nah, she's a nuts, dude.
Oh my God.
She's crazy. She's like 42.
She's fucking 40. Yeah.
Bananas
50.
No, Shakira, they crushed hard.
Shakira's 43, I think, because Laura looked it up, and when she saw it, she's like, oh my God, Shakira's 43. She got so stoked. Nice. She was so thrilled.
She's like, I got 1 year to learn how to dance like that.
Yeah. Cool. I can be Shakira.
So during the press conference too. So like J-Lo was like, J-Lo always looks, I've seen her in person a few times on account of the industry I work in. Amazing, but like an alien look. Just like you're like,
she's like radiant.
She's literally radiant. Her and Beyonce are the only two people I've ever seen who I'm like, you're kind of glowing, like for real. Like, I don't know what's going on, but you glow. And she looked amazing then too. But Shakira was up there in like obviously a $2,000 Guns N' Roses t-shirt, but still like a Guns N' Roses t-shirt and like jeans. And her hair is like, looks so soft. You're just like, you're
Yeah, it's nuts.
The queen of the girlfriends. You know what I mean? Like, girlfriend. Yeah.
My boy won like $75 on a bet that she would show butt cleavage.
Yeah.
Like that was a bet. That was a prop bet. Is Shakira going to show butt cleavage?
Yo, my buddy lost because he had a prop bet that they were going to flash to Jay-Z during the halftime show. A lot of crazy prop bets.
Fanta, a Nazi soda, but a great jingle. David, time for your fourth and fifth picks.
Fourth pick, because you said Fanta, it reminded me, Fandango.
What's that?
Fandango.
Oh,
we've got your ticket. Yeah, your movie ticket, Fandango.
Right. Fandango.
That's kind of a late jingle.
Yeah, that shit was great.
Completely forgot about that.
That shit was hard. You might wanted to hear that song.
Not a lot of websites had jingles.
No.
There's not a lot of crossover there. As websites came up, jingles kind of went away.
That's okay, though.
Google, 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 Google. Look up stuff.
1,000 chips.
They're going to have that for free. Just for the years of service.
Man.
Fandango, excellent. And your final pick?
I want to go one, but I don't think anybody's gonna get it.
It's your last pick.
Yeah.
Oh, like not like we won't even remember it.
I can't tell. Yeah. I think that I am gonna go with Skip It.
Oh,
how did Skip It go?
Famous thing of all. There's a counter on this ball.
Jesus.
So skip it, skip it, skip it by Hasbro.
Yeah, dude.
And then there's an extra little verse in there like,
yeah, it's like, hey, all kids, just come on down. Look who just got into town.
So skip it, skip it. To run, to jump, to hop, hop. Skip it, skip it. And a screaming and a bop, bop.
But the very best thing of all,
there's a counter on this ball.
Yeah, Skip It.
Excellent.
It was another fun commercial where a bunch of kids ran up.
Yeah.
Remember, like the commercial, they just all like were in a schoolyard or something, and they ran up, and then they started skipping it.
Skip It.
Skip It.
Beautiful pick.
I mean, the 90s is a great time.
For running up, man.
You
can really run up in the 90s in a way that you can't anymore. I miss run-up culture. You know what I mean? Just run up.
Run up culture.
Just run up. Music video. Everything. Everybody was running up.
A lot
up
of running up in music videos.
Yo, everybody was running up. Nobody ever runs up anymore.
Kyle, you know why it's fun to run up on a fisheye lens?
Yo, my God. It's the best.
That's the best.
It's real fun.
Busta
to run
made
up on
a career out of it. Busta made $1 million walking up on a fisheye. Walking funny on a fisheye.
He sure did. He sure did.
Hype Williams had the keys to the kingdom. Man. He only gave them to a few people, but he did it. Jamel, time for your final pick.
Wow, what a draft it's been.
It's been a journey.
We are farmers.
Oh, yeah.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I think that song saved farming.
Yeah.
I think it just got a whole different meaning to you.
Because they heard.
You've only heard the audio. Bum,
bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Some guy was like, Dad, I'm leaving the farm. I'm going to the big city to become an advertising exec. And they heard that song. Maybe I am a farmer.
Oh man.
Bum, 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 bum.
It hits. It's quick.
Who's in the J.K. Simmons in the ads now?
Yeah.
That's real
goddamn,
fun.
What's the Drummond movie? What's
that Whiplash.
One? Yeah, Mr. Whiplash.
Mr.
Himself.
Whiplash. Mr. Oscar winner from Whiplash.
Being nice.
Yeah.
It's always weird to see him be nice.
Playing against type. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
But I kind of like it.
I mean, I like it.
Is this wing? Is it
Wingate's going on over here. Play jazz, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be here, but just get some lemon peppers in my honor.
Of course.
Yeah, good call.
You know what I'm saying?
Time for my final pick?
Nope. It's time for mine.
Oh, we have to do Sean.
we can't final pick. Actually skip one of my picks. Ace is the place with the help of hardware folk.
Store, right? You're probably right.
They changed it to folk now.
Oh.
Because it used to be, and I was wondering about, I was like, when are they going to change it from helpful hardware man to something that isn't just a man? So yeah. Now it's
Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
And you get a little gang undertone with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Rip love, GD. I got you. 6-pointed star. You think I still can't do it?
Threw up some sets at me.
Don't do that, man.
Come on. No.
Yeah.
No.
My sword's down, folk up, blood down, crip up.
Well,
and then every now and again, what you would do is you'd take the blood, you'd throw it up, and then you'd shoot it with a shotgun and float down to your shoe and you'd dust it off and spit on it.
Now, where would you think he was from?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
First thought is not Sioux Falls.
Yeah. But it is some type of a.
I give him Kansas City off that.
Some type of a hood, maybe even someone say a ghetto situation.
Yeah, nah, that's hood as fuck.
Some would say.
Yeah.
Some would say.
I was this close to like branding a pitchfork on the webbing of my thumb when I was like a sixth grader.
Come on, man. That's crazy.
You were an at risk teen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, you needed a big brother, man.
Yo.
Didn't have one. It was the streets. That was my big brother.
Oh. That's rough.
I grew up fine. I had an amazing
life.
You
seem all right. I don't know.
It was amazing. I did know some nefarious children. Did I use it right?
I think you used that fully correctly.
One of them did get a pitchfork burned into the webbing of his thumb, and then I bailed right after.
Did you guys all talk about it together?
we did it after banging in Little Rock.
Oh.
After we saw that, because they do it in there, and we're like, well, we got to do it.
People, he makes it seem like I have no grounds for these claims.
Yeah.
Like I'm just talking out of my ass.
I
remember that story he told about a child with a gun?
Yeah.
Don't forget.
I can't now.
Boy, oh boy.
Now it's time for your final pick.
Now it's time for my final pick. It's my money and I want it now.
Ooh.
It's my money and I want it now. It's my money and I want it now. Call J.G. Wentworth. 877-CASH-NOW.
It's my money and I want it now.
Do you have a structured settlement or annuity payment?
Yeah.
Call J.G. Wentworth. 877-CASH-NOW.
That was where I learned annuity, where I was like, what?
Yeah.
In the world is an annuity now.
So every year you get it.
That's honestly like an astigmatism for me. I'm like, whoa, look at this word that I had no idea existed. Like, why don't you get out of my area, word?
Just J.G. Wentworth. That's it. If you've been at home during the day and feeling kind of like you weren't supposed to be, you've heard that.
Gabe used to have such a good joke about that, about how like it's catered for people who clearly don't work during the day.
Why are you
it's all about
right
like
now?
Suing people and like you want some money but like don't really know how to get it.
You have mesothelioma. Do you need to learn how to like clean a gun? It was very funny. Yeah, great bit by Gabe.
And connected with some of the best television. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
If J.G. Wentworth's on, some girlfriends might be fighting each other.
Yeah.
Somebody might win a little IKEA.
Right. Yeah. Troubled teens,
you know.
Troubled teens go Geek to chic.
Yeah.
You know, you get all that.
Maybe Samurai Pizza Cast is on. Maybe it's an early J.G. Wentworth, late cartoon.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, sure.
J.G. Wentworth, call 877-CASH-NOW.
I have a structured settlement. Yeah, he had a whole beat.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH.
Meow, 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 meow.
Fucking girl talk over here.
He's on now.
Mr. Matcher.
Got him.
So that wraps up the draft. David, you went first. You took ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. And then La Cura. And then the Tootsie Roll one. And then the Fandango one.
Oh, we got your ticket. Yeah, your movie ticket.
Fandango. And then skip it. Skip it. And then Jamel, you went second. You took Gone Cold Fishing. And then the Mentos, the fresh maker, which I can't. I'm going from song to song, and my brain is scrambling.
Mentos fresh and full of life.
Fresh goes better. Mentos
fresher.
And then the what's the Empire one?
What is the Empire?
Empire today.
Oh, Empire. Yeah,
it's like 800-588-2300
Empire.
That's today. Right.
And they don't say four less. Never. They never have. Don't you want a Wanta Fanta? Don't you want a Wanta Fanta? And then we are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. And Sean, you went third. You took the Toys R Us one, which goes,
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
Hell yeah,
there we
dude.
Go. Took me a I second. I got a Martin. I got a Martin.
And then meow, 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 meow. Fly to the Bumblebee speed. Sound like Beaker from the Muppets. And then give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And then bomb bomb from Twix, which we'll
get history judges that one.
Ace is a place with a helpful hardware, folks. And then I went fourth last and I took, I want some Baba, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, back. Chili's. And then you'll get caught up in the crossfire. And then the Salino and Barnes. 1-800-888-8888. Or something. And then Oscar Mayer Wiener.
I was just like, what?
Oh, we wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
That is what I truly like to be.
And then finally, I went with J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
877 cash now.
877 cash now.
Call now.
Yeah.
Sheila from Arkansas, come on down. And then we're playing. We're playing the fucking Price is Right. So we left some good ones on the board.
Yeah.
Mr. Bucket was fantastic.
Forgive me.
I had an old Nestle one that I was a child. But it goes something like creamy white, alpine white. Nestle makes the very best.
Creamy.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Because it was when they had that white chocolate
I remember
crunch.
That. Yeah,
yeah. It definitely sounded like a white supremacist.
Yeah, it was like creamy alpine white, creamy white. Alpine Nestle white. Makes the very best.
Christian Brothers marching forward.
Ew.
God.
No. My grandma's family died hearing that.
You know what I had? I had the Perfection song.
Ooh.
Put the pieces into the slot. Make the right selection. Watch the numbers run on the clock. Pop! Goes the perfection.
Yeah. Did have perfection. Hell yeah.
Perfection was hard.
You slip. You slide. Oh. You hit the bump and take a dive. Or it was a ramp or something
that. Yeah.
It's a Crocodile Mile, I think.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Or sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Do you remember Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mr. Clean gets rid of grease and grime and dirt in just a minute. But they came back with a remix and they were like, Mr. Clean is stronger, longer, he's got ultra power in it.
Hell yeah, Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Did you remember that post Little Mermaid when like sort of white person reggae was like, and it was like, peppermint. Wintergreen for like different kinds of like double mint gum
or something
like that. Yeah, peppermint. Ricola's more of like a tag, but
yeah, but Ricola.
It counts. You got to count.
You're not fully clean unless you're zest fully clean.
Yeah. The Folgers out there.
Oh, yeah.
With Folgers in your.
They have like those mini movies.
Yeah. How does it start?
Remember, like the fucking. They have, like,
oh yeah, they did a full. Yeah,
like they'll do different lyrics.
Hallmark shit.
Yeah,
it's like life is better with full or something about waking up.
Well, there's different lyrics to each of them. They're like, you've been out on the road for the two or like for three straight months.
Fucking super snowing. Yeah. You just got home.
You've been doing speed. Getting the hand jobs from lot lizards.
You were lying about your hours and saying you drove less than you did.
Yeah. You almost killed Tracy Morgan, but now.
And then you mainlined a yellow jacket.
Oh my shit. Did you guys have Burlington Coat Factory?
Man,
did I
get a bunch of clothes to go back to school with
one
in eighth grade?
Yes, that like big boy sizes without making you feel weird about it.
I got an Averex shirt from there.
Yeah.
They used to have the coats too. My mom, I got, you know, they still wanted like $200 for that Averex leather.
Yeah, no, I couldn't get an Averex coat. I know.
They were going to let it go for cheap.
Jingle was great.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
I also had two joints. They had hot dogs and they had the wings.
I had I am stuck on Band-Aids brand, so germs don't stick on me.
Bing.
Also, I had I'm a big kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was the, and I couldn't think of how it went, but there was the Patty like or bun, two patties, lettuce, pickles, onion, special sauce.
The Whoppers,
not the Whopper, the Big Mac song. But I couldn't obviously think of how it went.
The song is why I started eating Big Macs for a while.
Yeah. What is it? Two all beef patties.
Whoppers are good too.
How does it go? Do you remember how it went?
I don't know.
Two all beef patties.
Lettuce, pickles, onions.
Special sauce.
Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on the sesame seed. Illinois, Chicago. It's more of that than a song.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ever put Mac sauce on something else?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. That was the day I was really, that's when I really started smoking weed.
Mac sauce with a double cheeseburger? Get out of here.
Back
in the dollar menu days?
Yeah. God, I bummed me out that I got rid of the dollar menu.
When it was straight up a dollar?
Man, the spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, my God. That shit was so clutch.
Pretty nuts. Probably saved and cost me my life.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
There was definitely some times where $5 was the whole meal you could afford for that day. And you did not feel like you were shorted.
Yeah. Plus, like, then you were just going to go get in bed anyway because you're depressed because you just ate $5 worth of McDonald's.
I knew it was all going to go downhill when they put the McDouble out. I was like, oh, it's the end of it.
Yeah.
The McDouble was the beginning
of the end. Ripped the cheese from us.
Yeah, man. Next thing you know,
who knows what's next?
They're taking our jobs.
We want to hear your jingle picks at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Please hit us up. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon.
Shout out.
The biggest shout out possible to super producer, Marissa.
She dank.
Marsmel.
At Marsmel. Hit her up. Shout out to Sensu Carmel.
Shout out.
Shout out to fucking Haji Beats. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Lance Bangs.
Shout out to Martin.
Yeah. Shout out to Martin.
Been a pleasure having you. Pleasure having you in the studio, my friend.
Shout out to the chicken wings we're about to eat.
Thank you.
A gentleman.
Oh, yeah. I didn't bring my wallet.
I got you.
I need a credit card to put in. I haven't even ordered the wings.
Oh, that's all right. We'll eat them at some point.
Yeah.
Well, Malloy conveniently forgot his wallet when I was paying for the shit last night.
Mike Malloy did.
Convenient. Oh, shit. I don't have my wallet.
Yeah.
Sure you don't, you fucking goon.
Some of those basketball shorts with no pockets on them, huh? I get the game.
That's such a tough look.
I got a pocket for that attitude, I'll tell you that.
That guy. That
fucking guy. But I will Venmo for who. Yeah.
Oh, please. Come on.
I got a mess of that.
Tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. Fuck.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.